Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
After a horrible accident, a loving couple runs into trouble when the wife suffers amnesia and can't remember her own husband in The Vow.
She doesn't remember me.
We'll figure this out together.
I don't know you. I barely even know who I am.
I need to make my wife fall in love with me again.
That's muscular Channing Tatum, whose utterly opaque emotions and line readings make Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a distinguished Shakespearean. But the problem for this devoted hubby is that pretty wife Rachel McAdams remembers her parents and prior fiancé very well. It's just her current squeeze she can't recall.
I hope one day I can love the way that you love me.
No matter what challenges might carry us apart, we will always find a way back to each other.
But I couldn't wait to find my way out of this movie, which may not be the worst film of 2012, after all the year is young, but it's hard to imagine that I'll see anything that I hate more. Though allegedly inspired by a true story, there's nothing even vaguely believable about this tale, and the acting by Channing Tatum may help him replace Keanu Reeves as the most embarrassing major performer of our time. Sam Neill and Jessica Lange also turn up in supremely hammy and embarrassing supporting roles as Rachel McAdams' parents. You feel more affection for the city of Chicago where the film is shot than you do for any of these insipid characters. Rated PG-13 for sex references, partial nudity, and one chilling slow-mo scene of a horrible auto accident. One star for The Vow. Give your Valentine a special gift and don't go to this movie.